President Barack Obama was asked in April in a Fox News interview what he thought was the biggest mistake of his presidency.
Probably failing to plan for the day after what I think was the right thing to do in intervening in Libya.
The day after in Libya. In 2011, European and American forces intervened in Libya on the side of rebels trying to oust longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. And ever since, it's been chaos. The world has watched as that oil-rich country divided along sectarian and tribal lines and literally divided the country into competing Eastern and Western governments. And now, Islamic State fighters have taken root in Libya in the coastal area around Benghazi. Some 6,000 ISIS fighters are estimated to have sprung up from existing factions inside Libya or arrived from the outside. A new offensive by the interim unity government is now trying to recapture territory lost to ISIS. This week, they claim to have captured the coastal city of Sirte, a key stronghold for ISIS in Libya. Vice reporter Simon Ostrovsky traveled to Libya this past February. He's the host of Libya on the Brink, airing on HBO today. Here's Simon speaking with Libyan Special Forces Commander Fadl Faraj Al-Hassi.
There's obviously still fighting going on here. We just heard a couple of shots. Do you need America's help?
No, thank you.
We just need weapons and ammunition. We have men here.
Simon Ostrovsky is in the studio with me now. Simon, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Let's go to Benghazi on the coast of Libya, a place that almost every American has heard about now. What is Benghazi like today?
Well, when we were there, the situation was very much in flux, and the forces of the Eastern government in Libya were on the offensive, and they were pushing ISIS and other affiliated groups like Ansar al-Sharia out of the center and out of the outskirts even of the city, and it was full-on war. The interesting thing is that the group Ansar al-Sharia was responsible for the killing of the U.S. ambassador there in 2012, and now we're 4 years down the line, and they're still active there. And those are the groups that then became affiliated with ISIS, and now the Libyan forces are having to deal with.
And is there a division now between Ansar al-Sharia and ISIS? Have they melded into one anti-government force?
They're pretty much allied, and now that they've been more or less pushed out of Benghazi, it looks like in the last few days there's been an offensive that's been started against the main ISIS stronghold in Sirte, but this time by the Eastern government. And that's interesting because the Eastern government, although not allied with ISIS, they are Islamists sort of in the Muslim Brotherhood brand. They were pretty much for the last couple of years ignoring or not trying to engage in fighting with ISIS. And that's what we saw when we were there. So it's a big change to see them actually taking them on around Sirte.
Now, you spoke with General Khalifa Haftar. He's a general commander of the Eastern Army, the internationally recognized army that's doing a lot of the fighting. Give a listen.
For ISIS, Libya is a strategic location. That's why they want to gain control over it. If they do control it, Egypt will be in trouble. The East and West will be in trouble. They will be a threat to the rest of Africa. The door will be wide open. To who? To Europe.
Now, this is General Haftar making his case to governments in Europe and clearly to the United States for help.
On the one hand, on the other hand, everybody we spoke with in Libya from the East, from the Western part of the country, they wanted to take responsibility for what has happened in Libya themselves. What they are asking for is for the arms embargo in Libya to be lifted.
So let's talk about the ask that the general and other Libyan fighters are asking for. Are American and European diplomats buying that plea that if you lift the arms embargo, if you just give us the weapons, we can manage this? Is there a chance the arms embargo gets lifted? What's the calculus from the point of view of the Americans and even the Western Europeans?
I don't think the answer is to lift the arms embargo. I think the answer is for European and Americans to be much more engaged with politicians on both sides of the divide in Libya and to put a lot more pressure on them to form a genuine unity government. I just think that the Libyan agenda needs to be about more than Benghazi and about more than what happened there in 2012. It needs to be about what's happening in Libya today.
Simon Ostrovsky is a reporter for Vice. He's host of Libya on the Brink, airing on HBO today, where they spent time in Libya on the front lines with fighters clashing with ISIS. Simon Ostrovsky, thank you.
Thank you for having me.